Good morning. This is just a beautiful Easter morning. Many thanks to so many who have been serving the Lord today. Thanks to Randy Bollinger. Thanks to Tim Dingus, who turned up early this morning to help with the sunrise service. Many thanks to Jeannie Leary, the youth. Linda Holden, who was the accompanist for the sunrise service. And how about all those who prepared the breakfast? Can we raise a cheer for that? Isn't that wonderful? Just wonderful. Now, of course, we've got the, what's the number, Brother John, what's the number right now that's going to be heading to the rescue mission, Fort Wayne Rescue Mission?
102 pies.
Yes, indeed. And a wonderful team of disciples who are heading over to Fort Wayne to provide that that vital ministry. Lives will be touched. Very fitting for the day of the celebration of Easter, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, are there any parish notices to come before us? Yes, Mary Ann.
This morning, I thought we had awesome fellowship, you know, after this beautiful sunrise service. We didn't see it, but we could hear it in the social room. But I just want to thank everyone who provided this morning, got up early, helped prepare. And then also for the crew that helped in taking the chairs down and resetting them up for tomorrow night. We have Lions dinner. So I just want to tell everyone thanks. And Vicki, my coworker here, but then we had lots of awesome people working in the kitchen. Charlie and Linda are kitchen scrubbers, I believe. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Yes, sir, John. There you go, partner.
Yeah, I would just like to thank everybody very much. Again, we've got 102 pies, and this is the only church that furnishes pies for the Fort Wayne Rescue Mission. So I am very proud to be a member of this caring, sharing church. And we're planning on leaving about 10 o'clock to go up and cut up the pies and get them ready to be served. So thank you again, everybody.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, John. God be with you. Any other parish notices to come before us? No choir this week. As a matter of fact, I always save my last week off for the week after Easter, so I'll be out of town this week. I return the following Tuesday. I wasn't going to tell you who your speaker was. I was going to let the special speaker be a surprise to you, and I thought, I can't do that. It's Calvin Runyon, Warren. Calvin, and I know he's a beloved friend to so many here, especially to Warren Reed, and so you want to turn out in force, get the word out. Calvin's going to be here next week, so I know you're going to be excited to hear from him. Any other parish notices to come before us? Hearing none, let's prepare our hearts for Easter worship.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Mighty God, you have become our strength and our salvation. With Christ, you have raised us from the dead. With Christ, you have freed us from the chains of death. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone of our lives. And we marvel at your amazing love, Lord Jesus. We are delirious with joy. Hear now the praises of your people on this day of day. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord.
God's love endures forever.
Sing songs of victory. Shout the good news.
Jesus is risen. Christ is risen.
Open the gates of righteousness.
Enter in and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah. Rejoice. Christ is risen.
Lift up your hearts, your voices in praise. This Easter hymn 302. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Thank you.
take this opportunity. Welcome your neighbors through the passing of the peace. To come forward for the children's moments. Children, we are ready. See, I got a little something here for you. You know the drill. You betcha. Yeah, you're going to get one. Just hang on. You're going to get two, remember? You hand one to somebody else. But I want to do an object lesson for you, and they're already graciously supplied here by so many disciples of this church. Many of them are in memory of, tender memory of maybe a family member who has gone to heaven. And I'm talking about the Easter lilies. Now, can you see the flower there, children? You see the Easter lily? Again, I'm not going to pick that up because I just, knowing me, I might drop the thing. But I want you to be able to see this. So you see the Easter lily? Why do we have Easter lilies on Easter Sunday? Does anybody know? Allison, you want to tell us?
Because it's named after Easter.
Indeed it is. Indeed, that's a very good point. It is named after Easter. And in addition to that, Allison, well said, the Easter lily, if you take a look at this, it looks like a trumpet. Yeah, that's it. And take a look here. Now, wait a second. Take a look at the altar cloth. Can you see that? See the flower? It's an Easter lily. How about that, Katie? It's an Easter lily. Because they resemble a trumpet. Now, trumpets were used in the time of Jesus to announce a victory. Okay? It was to announce a victory. Sometimes they were used, and I think this is appropriate today, to call people to worship, to come to worship. But for Easter, all of these things come into play, and it announces. The sound of the trumpet announces the victory of Christ over death. Death has been conquered by Christ. But there's another purpose for it. There's another purpose for the trumpet, Easter lily, Allison, to be on the cross. And that is, not only does it proclaim the present victory over death, Christ has already conquered that with the sacrifice of his precious blood. And also, it represents the trumpet that one day will sound from the sky, announcing the triumphant return of Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, for all eternity. He's coming back someday. But right now, we already have the promise of the victory. Right now, His Holy Spirit is with us. So that the Spirit of the risen Christ goes with us every day, no matter where you go. You don't ever have to be afraid again. Okay? You might face some scary situations, but you don't have to be afraid, because the Spirit of the risen Christ lives in your heart. Let's have the Lord come into our hearts right now. Let's do that. Let's make a circle. Let's invite Jesus. Let's invite His risen Spirit, the Holy Spirit, it's called, to live in our hearts. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for this wonderful Easter morning in which we celebrate that You, Your amazing love, the sacrifice that You made on the cross, that You died there for each of us, that, oh Lord, You have conquered death now. You have cleansed us of all sin. You now give us the victory. The victory is ours because of Your love. It is Your nature to share that victory with us. And so, Lord, speak to us along the way. Give us strength, oh Lord, as only Your Spirit can strengthen. Lead, guide, and direct us that we may share with all the world that Christ is risen, risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, children. Now, you saw that Easter basket. Let Greg try to stand back up. All right, here we go. All righty. This is a fine, fine group, I want to tell you. Look at this. Look at this gathering here. You all see them up on the camera? Oh, it's just, I have the time of my life. Katie, you want to carry the mic for me today? You want to, or does it scare you? Would you? You know, last time I got there, I volunteered. Poor guy. I said, if Daddy goes with you. Good morning. This is just a beautiful Easter morning. Many thanks to so many who have been serving the Lord today. Thanks to Randy Bollinger. Thanks to Tim Dingus, who turned up early this morning to help with the sunrise service. Many thanks to Jeannie Leary, the youth. Linda Holden, who was the accompanist for the sunrise service. And how about all those who prepared the breakfast? Can we raise a cheer for that? Isn't that wonderful? Just wonderful. Now, of course, we've got the, what's the number, Brother John, what's the number right now that's going to be heading to the rescue mission, Fort Wayne Rescue Mission?
102 pies.
Yes, indeed. And a wonderful team of disciples who are heading over to Fort Wayne to provide that that vital ministry. Lives will be touched. Very fitting for the day of the celebration of Easter, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, are there any parish notices to come before us? Yes, Mary Ann.
This morning I thought we had awesome fellowship, you know, after this beautiful sunrise service. We didn't see it, but we could hear it in the social room. But just want to thank everyone who provided this morning, got up early, helped prepare, and then also for the crew that helped in taking the chairs down and resetting them up for tomorrow night. We have Lions dinner. So I just want to tell everyone thanks, and Vicki, my coworker here, but then we had lots of awesome people working in the kitchen. Charlie and Linda are kitchen scrubbers, I believe. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Any other, yes, sir, John. There you go, partner.
Yeah, I would just like to thank everybody very much. Again, we've got 102 pies, and this is the only church that furnishes pies for the Fort Wayne Rescue Mission. So I am very proud to be a member of this caring, sharing church, and we're planning on leaving about 10 o'clock to go up and cut up the pies and get them ready to be served. So thank you again, everybody.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, John. God be with you. Any other parish notices to come before us? No choir this weekend. As a matter of fact, I always save my last week off for the week after Easter, so I'll be out of town this week. I return the following Tuesday. I wasn't going to tell you who your speaker was. I was going to let the special speaker be a surprise to you, and I thought, I can't do that. It's Calvin Runyon, Warren. Calvin, and I know he's a beloved friend to so many here, especially to Warren Reed, and so you want to turn out in force, get the word out. Calvin's going to be here next week, so I know you're going to be excited to hear from him. Any other parish notices to come before us? Hearing none, let's prepare our hearts for Easter worship. Let us pray. Mighty God, you have become our strength and our salvation. With Christ, you have raised us from the dead. With Christ, you have freed us from the chains of death. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone of our lives. And we marvel at your amazing love, Lord Jesus. We are delirious with joy. Hear now the praises of your people on this day of day. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord.
God's love endures forever.
Sing songs of victory. Shout the good news.
Jesus is risen. Christ is risen.
Open the gates of righteousness.
Enter in and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah. Rejoice. Christ is risen.
Lift up your hearts, your voices in praise. This Easter hymn 302. Christ the Lord is risen today. Good morning. This is just a beautiful Easter morning. Many thanks to so many who have been serving the Lord today. Thanks to Randy Bollinger. Thanks to Tim Dingus, who turned up early this morning to help with the sunrise service. Many thanks to Jeannie Leary, the youth. Linda Holden, who was the accompanist for the sunrise service. And how about all those who prepared the breakfast? Can we raise a cheer for that? Isn't that wonderful? Just wonderful. Now, of course, we've got the, what's the number, Brother John, what's the number right now that's going to be heading to the rescue mission, Fort Wayne Rescue Mission?
102 pies.
Yes, indeed, and a wonderful team of disciples who are heading over to Fort Wayne to provide that that vital ministry. Lives will be touched. Very fitting for the day of the celebration of Easter, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, are there any parish notices to come before us? Yes, Mary Ann.
This morning, I thought we had awesome fellowship, you know, after this beautiful sunrise service. We didn't see it, but we could hear it in the social room. But I just want to thank everyone who provided this morning, got up early, helped prepare. And then also for the crew that helped in taking the chairs down and resetting them up for tomorrow night. We have Lions dinner. So I just want to tell everyone thanks. And Vicki, my coworker here. But then we had lots of awesome people working in the kitchen. Charlie and Linda are kitchen scrubbers, I believe. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Yes, sir, John. There you go, partner.
Yeah, I would just like to thank everybody very much. Again, we've got 102 pies, and this is the only church that furnishes pies for the Fort Wayne Rescue Mission. So I am very proud to be a member of this caring, sharing church. And we're planning on leaving about 10 o'clock to go up and cut up the pies and get them ready to be served. So thank you again, everybody.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, John. God be with you. Any other parish notices to come before us? No choir? No choir this week. As a matter of fact, I always save my last week off for the week after Easter, so I'll be out of town this week. I return the following Tuesday. I wasn't going to tell you who your speaker was. I was going to let the special speaker be a surprise to you, and I thought, I can't do that. It's Calvin Runyon, Warren. Calvin, and I know he's a beloved friend to so many here, especially to Warren Reed, and so you want to turn out in force, get the word out. Calvin's going to be here next week, so I know you're going to be excited to hear from him. Any other parish notices to come before us? Hearing none, let's prepare our hearts for Easter worship. Let us pray. Mighty God, you have become our strength and our salvation. With Christ, you have raised us from the dead. With Christ, you have freed us from the chains of death. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone of our lives. And we marvel at your amazing love, Lord Jesus. We are delirious with joy. Hear now the praises of your people on this day of day. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord.
God's love endures forever.
Sing songs of victory. Shout the good news.
Jesus is risen. Christ is risen.
Open the gates of righteousness.
Enter in and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah. Rejoice. Christ is risen.
Lift up your hearts, your voices in praise. This Easter hymn 302. Christ the Lord is risen today. take this opportunity. Welcome your neighbors to the passing of the peace. To come forward for the children's moments. Children, we are ready. See, I got a little something here for you. You know the drill. You betcha. Yeah, you're going to get one. Just hang on. You're going to get two, remember? You hand one to somebody else. But I want to do an object lesson for you, and they're already graciously supplied here by so many disciples of this church. Many of them are in memory of, tender memory of maybe a family member who has gone to heaven. And I'm talking about the Easter lilies. Now, can you see the flower there, children? You see the Easter lily? Again, I'm not going to pick that up because I just, knowing me, I might drop the thing. But I want you to be able to see this. So you see the Easter lily? Why do we have Easter lilies on Easter Sunday? Does anybody know? Allison, you want to tell us?
Because it's named after Easter.
Indeed it is. Indeed, that's a very good point. It is named after Easter. And in addition to that, Allison, well said, the Easter lily, if you take a look at this, it looks like a trumpet. Yeah, that's it. And take a look here. Now, wait a second. Take a look at the altar cloth. Can you see that? See the flower? It's an Easter lily. How about that, Katie? It's an Easter lily. Because they resemble a trumpet. Now, trumpets were used in the time of Jesus to announce a victory. Okay? It was to announce a victory. Sometimes they were used, and I think this is appropriate today, to call people to worship, to come to worship. But for Easter, all of these things come into play, and it announces. The sound of the trumpet announces the victory of Christ over death. Death has been conquered by Christ. But there's another purpose for it. There's another purpose for the trumpet, Easter lily, Allison, to be on the cross. And that is, not only does it proclaim the present victory over death, Christ has already conquered that with the sacrifice of his precious blood. And also, it represents the trumpet that one day will sound from the sky, announcing the triumphant return of Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, for all eternity. He's coming back someday. But right now, we already have the promise of the victory. Right now, His Holy Spirit is with us. So that the Spirit of the risen Christ goes with us every day, no matter where you go. You don't ever have to be afraid again. Okay? You might face some scary situations, but you don't have to be afraid, because the Spirit of the risen Christ lives in your heart. Let's have the Lord come into our hearts right now. Let's do that. Let's make a circle. Let's invite Jesus. Let's invite His risen Spirit, the Holy Spirit, it's called, to live in our hearts. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for this wonderful Easter morning in which we celebrate that You, Your amazing love, the sacrifice that You made on the cross, that You died there for each of us, that, oh Lord, You have conquered death now. You have cleansed us of all sin. You now give us the victory. The victory is ours because of Your love. It is Your nature to share that victory with us. And so, Lord, speak to us along the way. Give us strength, oh Lord, as only Your Spirit can strengthen. Lead, guide, and direct us that we may share with all the world that Christ is risen, risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, children. Now, you saw that Easter basket. Let Greg try to stand back up. All right, here we go. All righty. This is a fine, fine group, I want to tell you. Look at this. Look at this gathering here. You all see them up on the camera? Oh, it's just, I have the time of my life. Katie, you want to carry the mic for me today? You want to, or does it scare you? Would you? You know, last time I got there, I volunteered. Poor guy. I said, if Daddy goes with you. I have to apologize. But Katie, will you do it? All righty then. We're going to have you in just a moment here. You want a different flavor here? Let me give you that. That's both the same one, isn't it? Yeah, it was both the same one. All right. Did you think I was going to skip you? Whoa. Did Easter Bunny come see any of you? Easter Bunny come see you? I got a son working on a graduate degree this fall in Cleveland. I got a son working on an undergraduate degree at Ohio Northern. And I'm going to give a little secret right now. Easter Bunny has come to see you, boys. You wait till you get home. Yep. Yep. Hey, you're sure welcome, Katie. You're sure welcome. See now, oh, looky here. Looky there. There we go. Oh, you already got your sucker? Oh, you don't want to? Well, that's okay. That's okay. Well, you may return to your pews, and Katie is going to help us here with the microphone. Let me put this over here. This, by the way, if you're a visitor, we want to welcome you. There are visitor's cards. If you wish, you may fill out. Well, this is a fine team, Jake. It's a fine team. We got a good team up here. We got a winning team. Yes, we do. We got a winning team. They're going to serve you, our visitors especially. Take that card if you wish. Fill it out when the offering plate comes by after a while. Drop it in there. The ushers will get me that information. They're the best there is. Now, this portion of the service, you see this team, this fine team is ready to go. If you have a joy, and that could be a birthday announcement, a wedding anniversary, it could be a testimony of how the Lord is giving you strength. The Lord of life, the resurrected Spirit of Christ is with you, strengthening you. You want to lift that up, you raise your hand. Joys or concern. Maybe you have a loved one in the hospital. You want to lift them up in prayer. Joys or concerns, raise your hand. And I'm going to go ahead and start because I see Irene Adams is in the house. Raise a cheer. I see Gerald Harding is in the house. Raise a cheer. Have I overlooked anybody? Because I am not the tallest guy in the world. Allison, what we got back here?
My younger sister has a
milestone. Oh, very, very good. Oh, yeah, very good. And just keep your hand up high so that this team can see you. They're going to bring the microphone to you as we continue. Joys or concerns? Romaine. Oh, Vicky, thank you. Romaine Feasby is in the house. That's fantastic, man. Great. Just great.
My mom and dad's wedding anniversary is tomorrow.
Very, very good. Very good. Anniversary. See me jumping up? I got to get taller. That's all there is to it. Okay, you got Dave up here?
Yeah, I got a notice from the golf course out of Pleasant Valley. The owner, Merle Brady, come out there. He'd been sick down in Florida, and he passed away in the clubhouse out there. And he's the owner and started the Pleasant Valley out there, and his funeral will be Tuesday. So,
Dave, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'd like to have, you know, prayers and concerns for the family. And also, I'd like to thank the Lord for the healing of me. I'm going through some rehab right now, but everything has went fine with my surgery and everything, and I just give thanks to the Lord for that.
God bless you, Dave. We appreciate that. You said our prayers continue with you. Our prayers continue. Judy Dealey is going to be going in to heart doctor tomorrow to, for a checkup to see how things are going for her. We pray for Judy.
I forgot to add Larry Harris to the prayer concern.
Oh, yes, and Larry Harris, he just got home. He just got home. We want to remember Larry Harris. Did I see another hand back here? Another hand. Thanks, Katie.
Greg, the Harrises aren't home. Both of them are in the nursing home.
Oh, both of them are in the nursing home, right down here at Convoy then. Jim, thank you. Thank you for the heads up. So they are both down here at the care center because I know Dolores is definitely, I mean, she's frail. Her daughter was talking to me. And so it's a tough time for both of them. Who we got back here?
I would like to ask for prayers for a friend of mine, Kendra Smart, from work. She she was life flighted from Van Wert this week to Lutheran, and she's in critical but stable condition, the last I heard. She has complications from a surgery. So if you could just pray for her. Thank you.
Shelley, thank you for lifting her up. We lift her up, and then Marie, I think Marie's already gone to a rescue mission, I believe. But Phil had some surgery this past week, and she shared with me good news. Good news for Phil. He's coming along, but do continue to remember Phil Sanfilippo in your prayers. Any others? Any others? Joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Well, can we show an appreciation for, this team? My goodness, Blake, we got to... Now, you know you look like grandmother. You look like great-grandmother. Yes, indeed. It's just a great day to be here. God bless you. Thanks, Katie. Let's turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, as your word has foretold, as all the prophets have testified, as all the disciples bore witness, we also affirm what we have seen and heard and experienced in our hearts. Lord of all, grant that we may bring your words of life, the words of Easter, its message to all, that we may share your love, forgiveness, in the name of our risen Savior, eternal King, Jesus Christ. Now deepen our faith as we lift up from our hearts and we pray together that beloved prayer that Jesus has graciously invited us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's stand together now for this hymn of preparation, 304. Easter people, raise your voices. Let's stand. Thank you. Seated. We have many rich scriptures to choose on this day of days, and a special thanks again to the young people who just did a marvelous job sharing with us this morning. And I'm going to just echo one of the readings, one of the many readings that we received this morning. And this one is John, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. Hear these memorable words. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. And then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in and saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. And then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary remained outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And then Jesus spoke to her, "Mary." And she turned and said in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means "my teacher." And Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But rather go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God.'" And Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. May God add the blessing of the reading of his holy word. Amen.
Us out with the instrumental background really adds to the song. It is a "Because He Lives" medley.
Thank you.
Linda, outstanding as always. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Laura and Johnny. Thank you, choir. Oh, this day of days. It is great to be in the house of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. How could we be anyplace else but here to celebrate? Al Smith, many years ago, he was governor of New York. And he was making a visit to the Sing Sing prison, and they came up to him, those that were there to introduce him. They said, Governor, would you like to say a few words to the inmates? And they could tell immediately that he had not planned to speak that day. He certainly hadn't had anything prepared. And so he starts, he says, my fellow citizens. And then he stopped. He kind of stammered for a minute there and had that dim headlamp look because it occurred to him that now that they were prisoners, perhaps they no longer technically had the rights of citizenship. He didn't have time to speak with his aide, So midstream, he readdresses the crowd. He says, what I meant to say is, my fellow convicts. Well, now, just as you have done, they started laughing. The prisoners started laughing. He says, oh my goodness, what I'm trying to say is I'm glad to see so many of you here today. Yes, Governor, like they had a choice, right? Well, you have a choice. You know, praise the Lord, you had a choice. You could have stayed home with, I forget what we, was it called, St. Mattress or something? I always get to Rick, I'm always looking to Rick, because he and I have had fun with those terms over the years, and I always get them wrong, but I love those. Yeah, St. Mattress, you could have stayed home, slept in, or, you, well, hey, look at the sunlight, huh? You could have got your tea time at the local golf course. It's true, isn't it? Dave, look at this beautiful day. Beautiful day. But no, how could you be any place but here on Easter morning? The greatest news that the world has ever heard. Jesus has come, and through the wonder of his love, that wondrous love of the cross, that amazing love where he paid the ultimate price for our redemption, shed his blood, the dear Lamb of God. He paid the price. Forgiven of our sins. And again, on the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead as the new Adam, proclaiming that life is now eternal in God. He has opened the door of heaven for all who will trust him. What a day. I heard a cute one from Reader's Digest. There was a soldier who was at an army base, and he had been there, and it was a Sunday morning, took his family, and so the chaplain was having a children's sermon, just like we had children's sermon here this morning. And the chaplain there at the army base was sharing with him the Easter message. He said, do you remember that on Friday, Jesus was crucified on the cross by the Roman soldiers? And then, children, his body was placed in a tomb, and a large stone was rolled over the entrance to the tomb. But then, on Easter morning, the stone was rolled away, and Jesus was not there. Children, do you know what happened next? Little boy in the back. There's always one, Keith. First hand up. Yes, son. He said, that's when Jesus turned into a zombie and went after the Romans? Well, everybody just lost it, including the chaplain. You know, but young and old alike, no one can adequately articulate the ineffable. I mean, how do you begin to put into words to explain this day of days? First of all, how did the God of all the cosmos become limited to come into vulnerable flesh, flesh that could be cut and bleed, a body that could be crucified, dead and buried? And then 3 days later, how could God bring that dead body back to life? How? Like the children, I don't know. I don't know how God did it. I can't begin to fathom that. I only know in my heart, he did it. He did it. And I know because Jesus lives within my heart. Mrs. Albert Einstein was one time interviewed. I shared this with you years ago. She was interviewed by a press corps, and they asked her. This was at the time that Albert had released his monumental work, The Theory of Relativity. And so one of the press people asked Mrs. Albert Einstein, they said, Mrs. Einstein, do you understand the theory of relativity? And she smiled a gracious smile. And she said, oh no. Oh no, I don't understand it. But then her countenance changed, and she says, but Albert understands it, and that's good enough for me. How God could work this miracle of miracles, I don't know how. This old sinner, I cannot fathom the depths of the wisdom of the glory of our Lord. I only know he did it. And I know he did it because he lives within my heart. Ray Kurzweil made the news to Keith and Linda. I bet you know Ray Kurzweil. Ray Kurzweil was the child protege many, many years ago. He was on one of those, I think, What's My Line shows. What was the one that was it Dorothy Dorothy Kildare, what was her name? Well, they were doing the thing, and he was just a young genius. He was a young child prodigy. He was one of the forerunners of modern artificial intelligence. So he had built a computer, and he was the first computer designer genius who had artificial intelligence write a song. And that song was played for the listening audience, Ray Kurzweil. Well, just recently, he made the cover of Time magazine. Anybody see this one? 2045, the year man becomes immortal. Have you read that? How many sci-fi fans out here? Sci-fi fans, young people? Any sci-fi fans back there? You're familiar of the moment of singularity that's coming up. The moment of singularity is that moment at which, you know, your computers are getting better and better and better, faster and faster and faster. The scientists call it the moment of singularity. And that is the moment at which artificial intelligence, computers per se, achieve consciousness. They're going to get that fast, they're going to get that powerful, that minute, that boom, they're going to achieve consciousness. Now that's what the science community, Ray Kurzweil at the head of the pack, is saying. And so what Ray Kurzweil wants to do, this is in the Time magazine article, and of course if you've got Netflix, how many of you got Netflix out there, you young people, you can look, I think they have a documentary. It was on one of the science channels on Ray Kurzweil. He's also one of the first to invent a keyboard, like that which Laura was just playing. Kurzweil keyboards are still out there on the market, but he's a genius. So in 2045, what Ray wants to do is he wants to live to the year of 2045. I'm doing the math, Dave. Trying to figure out how old I am, whether I got a shot at it. But he's taking all these supplements right now. He's a friend of the stars, movie stars. And sure enough, he is a genius. I mean, he's making all kinds of inroads in biomedical science, and he plans to be alive by 2045, because then he wants to distill his essence, he says, into the artificial technology and sort of become like again, sci-fi nuts like me, the cyborg, right? The cyborg. But he wants to live, and once that happens in 2045, then having done that, having distilled his essence into the artificial chips, Ray says that he will live forever. And there's one more thing he's going to do, and that's happened. Ray plans to resurrect his dead father. Now that really made the news. Really made the news. His father was a great concert virtuoso instrumentalist who died at an early age of heart disease. Broke the boy's heart. Ray was a boy. Broke and shattered his heart. And that's when this genius, and he is a genius, that's when he started on this road toward immortality with artificial intelligence, because his whole goal is that he wants to resurrect his father. Well, Nigel Kerner is the sort of like the modern Einstein of Great Britain, and he has told Ray, he has said, Ray, that's not the answer. You're going down a dead-end road, Ray. The only way, now listen to this, Nigel Kerner says the only way to eternal life is by following Jesus. Now this is an amazing thing, because Nigel Kerner was sort of like Saul of Tarsus before he became Paul. Nigel, this great Britain genius, again another Einstein, he was like Saul. He painfully was a debunker of our faith until just recently. He was invited to the recent symposium on the Shroud of Turin. This took place a month ago. It began when I was at Mephisto. The Shroud, how many of you are familiar with the Shroud of Turin? Right? Kevin's gone, but the Knights Templar for thousands of years protected the Shroud. You may have been, you may have kept up with the news a few years back. They did the carbon dating test, and it came up that it wasn't that old, Betty. The Knights Templar were off. And in fact, what they found was the carbon dating test gave the date of the fire. And sure enough, the shroud protected by the Knights Templar of the church had been singed in the fire. That's what the carbon dating had come up with, not its origin. A couple years ago in our Bible study, we were excited to hear that the studies then revealed pollen was found in the Shroud of Turin, which was exclusive
to a 50-mile radius of Jerusalem. Now that began to add a little more credence that this could be the shroud of Jesus Christ, that he was laid into the tomb before Easter resurrection. This could very well be. Added to that, there are the scars in the brow which match exactly the biblical account of the crown of thorns, the scourging that took place, the scars, and his blood, by the way, that came out a month ago, not paint pigment. It wasn't paint that did the image. Blood's there. It has the scourging marks. It has the marks in the wrist where he was crucified, in the feet. It has the stab in the side. And there's a couple more things that turned Nigel's life around. The image was made by a burst of power, unknown power. Scientists don't know what it is. They likened it unto ultraviolet light energy, but in their readings, it was a power that rated at 34,000 billion watts. 34,000 billion watts. An unknown source that singed just the surface tissue of the shroud. Oh, but hold on, there's one more little point. When the image was made by 34,000 billion watts emitted of an unknown source, that body was not in fact lying on a stone in a tomb. When it happened, the body was standing upright. The hair is not lying with gravity pulling it down on a slab. The body was upright and the body was suspended in midair. The scientists have determined that there was a particular distance that the shroud was from the tissue of the body all around, even the soles of the feet to the crown of the head. 34,000 billion watts of power, and flash, the image is there like a hologram and their heads are reeling now. Obviously, it does not prove exclusively that it was the body of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, but I don't know how many other corpses could emit a power of 34,000 billion watts suspended in midair. I don't know how many. Nigel, a debunker of Christianity, is now going all around the world. He's taken Ray Kurzweil to task. He says, Jesus has revealed whether this is the shroud or not. I know in my heart now, I believe, Ray, the only way to eternal life is Jesus. Trusting in Jesus. Jesus says, trust in me and I will give you life. Life abundant. Life eternal. Well, I know he lives. I don't have to have the symposium of the scientists convince me. Keith, we have that song we're going to close with, don't we, buddy? We know he lives. Why? Because he lives within our hearts. Listen, I'm going to close with this testimony for you. You know, Brian Stewart is why the 1111 has a band today. It's Brian Stewart. And I was blessed to work with him, and I was talking to Larry Holden here just recently. I said, boy, Larry, I miss Brian. I miss him so much. My heart's been aching. And I continue his legacy. Dan Fogelberg, years ago, wrote a tribute to his earthly father called The Leader of the Band. You remember that one, Leader of the Band? I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. Brian Stewart was the leader of the band. And I'm nothing more than just a legacy to him. I continue his work. And I was doing one of these care centers that he started. And I'm telling you, we would always have a time of prayer. We'd always go hide someplace. And so I'd go in a restroom and I'd lock the door behind me. And I'd get on my knees and I'd pray. And I was praying. And I was tired. And I was just so... I said, maybe you can relate to this in your journey of life. I said, God, I'm riding on the rims today. You ever felt like that? You ever heard that old saying, riding on the rims? You ever heard that one? The air is just going out of your tires. You're riding on the rims, Dick. And I said, oh God, I'm riding on the rims today. I just don't have a thing, Lord. How am I going to be able to do this? And I felt Brian's spirit. I haven't had anything like this since his death. I felt his presence, and that old baritone spoke to me, son. See, oh, he never called me Greg. He never called me Reverend. Son. Son, I'm with you today. Son, I'm going to help you today. And to quote an old saying of my spiritual father, I went over like a house of fire. like a house of fire in spite of myself, in spite of my limitations. I went over like a house of fire. And I went to lunch with Lillian Embick, who's the founder of Audiences Unlimited. She got to know us through Glenn Kraft, who used to be Brian's guitar player. Some of you remember Glenn Kraft. Played for Ronnie Millsap on occasions. And so he got us into the Audiences Unlimited, and I'm sitting there. We're ready to have our Subway. She knows I'm cheap. We go, yeah, she knows I'm cheap. We go to Subway. And she says, "Now, Greg, honey, we're going to have a prayer. We always have a prayer." She says, "But before we eat, I got something for you. I got a surprise for you today." She takes out a big old card envelope and pulls out a picture. It was Brian and me doing that very ministry back in the day when he was healthy. Back in the day, Phyllis, when that baritone was so rich, you know, and he was the leader of the band. And I got to crying with her. I told her what had just happened. I said, "I don't believe the timing of this. I can't believe the timing." And I told her, I gave her my testimony. She smiled. She says, "You know what this is, don't you? You know, surely, Gregory, you know what it means, huh?" I said, "Yeah, I know what it means." She says, "Well, Greg, surely you know that God from time to time will allow a sign to come to us to reveal life is eternal in Jesus Christ." Well, the sign of signs has come. Jesus is the risen Lord. You ask me how I know he lives? I'll tell you. He lives within my heart. At this time, the ushers are going to assist us as we serve the risen Lord. Let us pray together. Gracious God, for saving us from death, for opening our tombs, and casting aside our burial garments, for all that you have given to us, we give you our unending thanks and praise. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Dev.
And now our hymn of commitment. This is the testimony of testimonies. 310, He Lives. Christ the Lord is risen, risen indeed. He lives within your hearts. Take those hearts now out into this community, out into the world, and proclaim to all the risen Savior. And now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.